You're watching My Thoughts on Adelante with Arlene.
Welcome. You're tuned into Adelante with Arlene, and I'm your host, Arlene. The segment that I'm about to do is one that I call My Thoughts. My thoughts where I spend time on something that I might have been either struggling with in my life recently or have realized that I have other friends that, well, have struggled with something that I might have struggled with before.
Let me inspire you.
I am going to talk about how anxiety and pride may seem at first glance to be not associated with each other. But in reality, they happen to be two sides to the same coin.
Let's get started.
Do you know what the root of worry and anxiety is? Where is it founded? Well, it's founded in a belief that what happens in our lives, what we want to make happen, is completely and ultimately in our hands. What do you mean? Well, there is so much that I've learned we can do and apply ourselves to do in our lives to accomplish, to achieve, to work at. There's so much that we can naturally do. But there are those things that sometimes we can't do without the help of others. That's right. For one, some of us have been grown up to be very independent. And so we should learn how to be independent. But in my growing up, as a little girl, there was a lot of things I wanted to try. So a child could be messy. Maybe I wanted to learn how to work a recipe and with my mom or do something that my parents were doing and maybe not do it as well as they do it, obviously, but I wanted to attempt it. And my parents, as loving as they were, they said, no, don't worry, I will do it. So in growing up, I learned to be independent, but I also lost out on a lot. What do I mean? Well, I lost out on the trial and error, the knowing that sometimes you do need the help of someone and that's okay. That's right. So anxiety and worry is founded when we believe that only we can make something happen ultimately. But there's a balance, of course, in this. There's a balance to learn how to be independent and not be so codependent. But there's also an importance word tells us about being interdependent, to being in community with one another. And I think in a time of day like today, we tend to be less interdependent and community oriented and more independent in all our ways, in our ways of thinking. But are we really? Because many times our supposedly independence is really more dependent about what is the latest trend or what is the latest political view. So are we really being independent? My friend, when we have anxiety and the root of worry, we already know is when we do these things and we expect we're going to make everything happen. Do you know what that is called and what that ends up being? Pride. Pride because we establish that only we can or they can. It's prideful. A proud person feels that they can only be the one to make things right. That's right. Even those things that sometimes are out of control. Have you ever found yourself pushing so hard to accomplish something, to do something, and then when you can't do it, you feel like a failure? Because you set a standard for yourself that only you can do it and only you do it the best. Now, I'm laughing. Why? Because I have been such a type A personality, and it wasn't until I came into the Lord in my more mature years as of now that I realized that I don't know it all. But what I do know of the wisdom that God's imparted with me, through me, because of my life experience and lessons, I want to share with you. So I had to learn how to what? Let go and let God. And know that some things are going to be out of my control, that they cannot be exactly the way I want them to be. When I act in this manner or we act in this manner, it produces anxiety and worry. Because when we can't get what we want, do what we want as quick as we want to, or when our direction has shifted, maybe just for a moment, we've been shifted into another direction, we may see that as a failure. But I have learned in the Lord that if we seek the Lord and seek his face, we realize that it is not a failure. It is a lesson to be learned and maybe a detour for a moment just to build up some things inside of us that need to be built up and humble us and establish a foundation that would be more appropriate and stable in our lives. My friend, when we're anxious, when we think that we have all the answers to everything, that is called pride. And the word of God says that we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. That's right. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord and he will exalt us. It says that in James 4:2. We don't like that word humble. Even that is prideful. And I understand. I understand. Because I too have acted in that manner. And when I get pushed too much, I still act in that manner. You see, pride says, I got this. I used to constantly say, gimme, 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 gimme. I will do it. You want to know why? Because I felt that no one could do it the way that I needed it to be done. That only I knew the best way for it to be done. And if I did not do it, then it wasn't going to be right. Mm-hmm. So pride says, I got this. A key point to remember. When we close the door and don't allow someone else to help us, sometimes we won't even recognize when we need help. Again, key point. If we continue to close the door to be not asking for help, we are going to develop a way of perceiving things that is going to stop us and make us unable to recognize when we really do need help. When a person is addicted to something, the first thing that the program says is to, the AA program, is to confess that our lives have become unmanageable, to admit it. The admission of such is extremely humbling because it allows us to see that we do need the help of others. It does help us. So remember, be careful, because our anxiousness is very well associated and founded in our pride. See, none of us can add a day to our lives. None of us can add an hour to our life by worrying about it, because our life is really in God's hands. And if you're saying to yourself, no, it's not, it's in my hands. Well, it really isn't. Because you know stories, unfortunately, of those that are no longer with us that might have felt that way. Let's just talk about the ones that might have felt that way. I'm not talking about falling into illness or anything like that. And yet they never knew that really how sensitive and how we really have as much control naturally as God has afforded us with whatever wisdom we have gained in life. But we really should never worry about tomorrow, because the word says tomorrow brings its own trouble. We cannot control everything. We can control how we react to things. We can control how we process them and filter them. What are you filtering your anxious thoughts? How are you finding a way to help yourself through anxious thoughts or worry? A disclaimer, I'm not a therapist. While I was studying to be one, I am not licensed. I am not a therapist. I am speaking to you on a day-to-day kind of natural basis. Tell yourself, how are you handling the stress? Are you escaping in a manner that is just temporary? What I mean is, when you turn off the TV, is the problem going to come right back into your face? It will. You're worried. We need to establish, why are we worrying? Is it something that we can control or something that's out of our control? And if it is out of our control, then we need help to help guide us into a more healthier place. Pride comes before the fall, the word of God says. And I tell you, I have fallen more than once in my face because of pride, some knowingly and some not knowingly. when we pridefully choose to do what we want, how we want it, and when we want it, only to find out that it was all wasted time. When we walk around acting out that attitude of pride, we've already started living in a life of comparison. What do you mean? Comparing yourselves to another person? For instance, when I started a YouTube channel, it would be quite easy, and it creeped in for a little bit, for me to want to compare my channel to another person's channel. Mind you, it was different content. Whether it was a beauty influencer, or whether it was a gossiper, whatever it might be, their numbers might be faster to have subscribers and views and all the above. And my subject matter might not. So if I compare myself to others on YouTube, I will end up asking myself these questions. Am I good enough? Why not me? Why is this not happening with me? Well, that happened at the beginning when I came back after 10 years and got on this channel, and now I have you wonderful friends watching. It happened to me. I struggled for a little bit, only to realize that since I'm a woman of God, hear me well, whatever I do is unto the Lord. Whatever he presses upon my heart is not about how big my audience is, even though I desire a bigger audience so I can reach more people for him with what he's given me. But for me to start asking myself, am I good enough? Or why them and not me? It's because now I'm acting in pride and I'm living a life of comparison. So do you know that when we compare ourselves to others, we really are not walking and living in the purpose in which God has for you and for me? How do you know this purpose? How do you know this purpose so that you won't be anxious when things don't go exactly how you want them? When we get angry, when we do these comparisons and we become prideful, why not me? Oh, I'm better. Oh, I sing better. What do we do? Well, I can tell you that when I started singing, as a young girl, since I started speaking, I was able to just sing and pick up melodies quickly. All I had was a passion and a love to sing. But as you all know, when you go professional as I did, it all changes because it's no longer about you singing as much as it is a business and everything else and other people pretty much, well, trying to lead your direction, whatever the trend is, whatever the music that's on radio is. Sometimes you lose your joy of what you love to do the most. And for me, it was singing, because all of a sudden you find yourself comparing yourself to another artist. Not so much because your fans weren't loyal to you, but because somehow you just did. And you see this because you see a lot of clones when it comes to the music business these days out there, the big, big stars. You see clones, I call them. But you also see those that stand out individually and really have a lot of longevity in their careers. And I'm talking about, you know, I'm not talking about people in the church at this point. I'm talking in the Lord. I'm talking about just the profession of singing in general. So pride would come about and say, well, why didn't we, or why didn't I get that same attention? Now, part of me is now questioning that why not me, and putting myself down in some way and not realizing the uniqueness and the individuality of who God made me and made you to be. My music and most of all my solo music, when I went solo, had an infusion of other sounds to it. It wasn't just freestyle. If you hear a melody, one of them might have been R&B melody. Another might have been a little more techno, as it was at that time. And as a result, I always felt that these songs and these productions came out before their time, per se. So when you see others later come out and just keep going fast forward, you somehow feel like you got left behind as a part of a history that I and the group I was with was a part of that history. Now, I'm not saying this so that you can feel bad for me. I am saying that there comes a time in everybody's life where you start comparing and questioning, and there will be these anxious thoughts. And it all is based and founded upon pride. Wow. I become prideful when I question these things. Is it natural? Yes, it's natural. But when we humble ourselves before God, we realize that we were uniquely made by Him. Are we willing to allow Him to use us in our uniqueness? Not comparing how many people are being viewing this other video. If I do music video, because I have established some kind of a foundation in that, I'm going to tell you that I'll have more views quicker than what I'm talking about now. People want to hear me sing. I like to sing, and I'm going to do that on my birthday party, December 11th, on YouTube, on Planet Nation with DJ Johnny C. 7 p.m., show up. I'll be live. But I have to walk, and you have to walk in the path and the purpose in which God has chosen for your life. And hopefully you are seeking the Lord in regards to that, so it can be the path He wants for you, so that you won't be as anxious and setting such high standards for yourself as the world has taught us to do. Because in life we will succeed, and in life we will fail, but we must learn from our failures as well and keep grounded in Him. Growing up, my grades were exceptional. As a child, I had A pluses and I was doing well, always. But there came a time, maybe once in a blue moon, that I may have a B or an A. I wanted my A plus. And I grew up in my life before I came to the Christ, setting those very high standards for myself. Because again, guys, ladies, gentlemen, there is a balance. You have to set goals. I understand. That's awesome. You shouldn't be lazy. You should be creative. Absolutely. But when you set such high standards for yourself, it's all wrapped up in pride. Because what's going to happen if you don't accomplish it? You're going to worry. You're going to have anxiety. And you're going to feel either like a failure or like someone failed you. So I always strive to want to be number one or to be in the number one class. When in reality, I learned in the Lord that the healthy thing to do is to seek God in all things. So my numbers have been going very gradually growing on this channel. And I have very loyal listeners. So my purpose is to put out content that would bless you as it blesses me as I bring it to you. It is healthy. There is a healthy pride, the pride that you have self-respect for yourself, dignity, integrity, good character, the fruit of the spirit that the Lord speaks about, love and joy and peace and forbearance, and so much more that He says. The nine fruit of the spirit, not fruits, fruit. All of them are one to Him. That is important. But when we think again that we can do all things ourselves, by ourselves, we're wrong. That's a prideful statement. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. You see, anxiety, I heard a preacher say this, and pride, they come in the same package. I love that. Let me repeat that. Let me show you a visual. Anxiety and pride come in the same package. That's right. He went on to say that him being a big preacher, and he's probably in his early 40s, and he's on, you know, TV, and he has a big congregation, and his church has an incredible professional, incredible anointed ministry of music. But he went on to say that when the pandemic came, it was so hard. You know, he would do it and the seats were empty, you know, just the whoever was working, the cameras was there. And it was very difficult for him. And he had asked the Lord, oh, if you know, just like it was the first time, if only I can have a few to come back again. So as some churches started opening, a few started coming again, social distancing. And then he looked out and said, oh, but all those seats up on the top are empty. And he realized but that was pride. That pride has stepped in. Had he not asked that he just wanted to have the people there, that interaction, that community. And all of a sudden now is about numbers. Listen to me well. I can tickle your ears and speak about horrible things that might have happened in the music business. I could tickle your ears and tell you gossip of behind the scenes, right? I could tell you things that happened to me and how people treated me bad in sometimes some circumstances. I could tell you that. That's not all true. That will tickle your ears. But that is not what I'm called to do. So my friends, I want to remind you that anxiety and pride might at first seem to be an unlikely pairing. They're very often two sides to the same coin. Stay encouraged. Do not open the door to anxiety in your life, to comparison. If you're in a relationship, which is so easy for any woman to do, no matter how beautiful you are, inside or out, when you're young and someone breaks up with you and then you see they quickly are with someone else there and you really invested time and your heart in this relationship, there will always be a sense of comparison that we might do, that her hair is beautiful and long and full. I always wanted long, full, curly hair. That you saw in the pictures of mine was really teased up hair because I have very fine hair. I always wanted that, so I would compare myself. You may compare yourself physically, women, men, to someone else, saying, what do they have that I don't? You might be in church and you might be comparing yourself spiritually. I remember the day I heard a girl, a beautiful worship leader, singing, her heart so full of love for God. And I was probably about 2 years in the church. And, you know, my concept of music and musicality was one that God taught me through the way, along the way, but it was used in a non-Christian environment at that time. And I couldn't understand how her off-pitch voice at times was still moving people and moving me. I didn't realize that as a Christian, it was beyond that, and that it was the Spirit of God in her that touched me. And I felt the Lord say to me, I said, what does she have that I don't have? See, creeped in there too. And I felt in my heart this still voice say, the anointing. And one day when I was praying, put my hands on my neck, and the Lord took my voice. Yes, that's right, guys. I started singing notes, beautiful sounds, high octaves. And I put no effort myself into in prayer, in the prayer language I was singing. And I knew that day that something inside of me had changed. So my perception of singing is no longer based in an anxious way or prideful way, but in a way that I know that he gave me something so that he does take care of what he gave me. He gave you something. Allow him to lead you and guide you. Don't look in the mirror and look to see the other person that's not you to compare yourself on the latest trend or the latest whatever it might be that people are doing out there. Seek the Lord and be the individual you're supposed to be. Be the light you're supposed to be. That's right. I now sing if I want. I perform if I don't. Perform because it would be, as you know, a club or whatever. But for me, wherever I'm at, I remember that what was given to me is given to me by God. So my brother and my sister, stop comparing yourself. Stop worrying. Stop being anxious. And young people, stop thinking that you have to be like someone else. Ask God who you are supposed to be. I learned later on as I grew up that, well, that some of those young men that I went out with we were younger in our 20s, actually the ones that I loved and thought that they didn't love me actually did. I didn't have to know that, but they did. They loved me inside and out. And I find out that many years later, because there was something in me that they loved, some, not my only my outside, but the wisdom and the intelligence that God had already deposited in me that I did not know I had. So don't sell yourself short. Do not be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and petition, present your request before God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. I pray that anything I've said today touches you, that makes you realize that they too come hand in hand. We're brought up as a culture to be very prideful people. And as I said, there's a place for pride in the sense of pride in yourself and how you look, how you speak, how you live, how you act. It's all supposed to be lining up with the word of God. He says, whatever is noble, whatever is praiseworthy, is so much more than what the scripture says. You meditate on these things, not what others do, not what others say, but what lines up with the word of God. So I pray today that you'll be touched wherever those areas that you're feeling anxiety. When we feel this anxiety, it's because we want to control something we cannot. And I know, because I went through an MRI of my brain last month. I went through an MRI of my cervical spine. I went through a whole body scan a week ago. And now in the new year, I have to go for another MRI. If anybody knows those MRI machines, well, they're no fun to get through, those tubes. I did a stand-up MRI, which helped it a bit, but still, I had no control. A helmet put on my head. I have to sit still. Something holding me so that I won't move. Out of my control. But with God, you can do all things. But with God, you can make it through. So if you're not feeling good today in body or in mind, I ask you to ask the Lord to take every thought and make it captive and obedient to him. If you feel that you are so alone that you are at your wit's end and you don't know what to do to get yourself out of this sadness, depression, worry, then please, please look for professional help, someone who will be equipped to help you, to give you steps so that you can live a healthier life. A day at a time. If you feel that your culture has made you feel less than a man or less than a woman, if you don't follow those very prideful ways of our culture, then I ask you to seek the Lord, because what one person does in your family doesn't mean it's the right thing for your personal family. If they're shouters and screamers, and that makes them feel more of, but it causes you so much anxiety in your life that you don't know how to handle, and you want to handle things the way they were handled when you were younger, then you're only allowing this cycle to continue. And then your children will live anxiously. They will live fearful, and they will live prideful and pass on the same thing. My house was full of a lot of strife because of my father's alcoholism. Right now, he has dementia. Sometimes he remembers me, sometimes he doesn't. And everything that he had, all those ailments in his body, well, guess what? He's feeling, he's reports are fabulous. But all that drinking messed with his head, with his mind, with his memory. So there was always anxiousness that I had growing up, and I still battle with it without medication. I handle, if I have to call a therapist and speak it through, through prayer. I do get full of anxiousness, but I realize that I have no control, that it is but a machine, and I must endure some things in life and the tests that come in life and not worry about them. And even though I do, I continue to use the tools that God has provided, his word, prayer, 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 prayer. And I'm not afraid to ask someone to pray for me. And I'm not afraid to call out to a friend and let them know how I'm really feeling. So remember that you're not alone, and you don't have to live and walk in pride so that it will develop just more and more anxious feelings. I hope anything I said has touched you. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day, afternoon, evening, whatever it is when you're watching this. Please don't forget to subscribe to Adelante with Arlene and share my videos with your friends. Also, please don't forget that notification bell. I tell you guys, it's important. How do you know when I put a new video? If you press that bell, it will only give you the new videos that I have posted immediately. So you have to check out the playlists. Some of you tell me, oh, wow, I haven't seen this video because I have so many. And remember this, even though I might have posted that video 10 years ago, I assure you that there is a message there, because the message is never going to be old, my brothers and my sisters. It never will. My hair may change color. I might have more wrinkles. My cheeks may be chubbier. But the message of God stays the same. So thank you once again. Check out my podcast on anchor.fm under Adelante with Arlene. Spotify, Apple, go check it out on Anchor. It will tell you, take you to 6 different platforms. Don't forget to tune in to DJ Johnny C every Thursday, this Thursday, 7 p.m. here on YouTube under Planet Beat Nation, where I collaborate with DJ Johnny C and will always collaborate with him. Don't forget, I have a birthday coming up. My party is the day before my birthday, which my party is going to be December 11th. That's right, live on YouTube on Planet Beat Nation with DJ Johnny C. Live surprise giveaways. I probably might sing and I might look a little different. I have to tune in. 7 p.m. December 11th. Don't you forget it. What do I say at the end of every video and every podcast? Sigue adelante.
Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene.